One of the variables is opportunities. And opportunities aren't there forever. They come. If you seize them, they're yours. If you move fast, like Sister White says, God expects his people to be minutemen. Seize opportunities. The slightest inclination in the balance should determine the matter at once. Long delays tire the angels. Did your angels get tired? They don't get physically tired like like we do. They just get mentally tired of holding open opportunities so that people can move, and they don't move. It's much better, Sister White says, to move too fast and make the wrong decision than to continually be undecided. More misery results to God's work and damage by continually wavering. If you make the wrong decision, at least the angels know what they have to do. Damage control. But they can forget what they're doing and say, okay, the guy misunderstood. He was totally wrong, but he'll learn next time. Deal with it. But if you don't decide and don't decide and don't decide and don't decide, the enemy is given every opportunity, because if you move fast, the enemy of souls gets confused, she said. You know why? Because he expected time so that he could work by artifice to oppose the work. You like to give the enemy some time? Sit around and wait on it. But if you move fast, the enemy gets confused, and I love confusing the enemy. In fact, half of the time, the devil doesn't even know what you're going to face. If you get to a place, you get there, and you find out an opportunity, and you move on it, how about the devil's talk? I didn't even know he was going to do that. I didn't even know he was going to... How could I possibly have fought it? He can't. He doesn't know what God's going to do next. Now, if you hear about it, and you go home to think about it for a month, guess what happens? Everything is put into place to block the efforts. So that's why God expects fast movement. But opportunities disappear if you wait on them. That's one variable. Next variable is people. Some people say yes. You might have said yes. Hopefully you said yes many times. Some people say no. The cost is too great. I can't come to the banquet right now. I just married a wife. I bought some cattle. I bought some land, some oxen. Whatever the reason you give, some people say no. And when you say no or yes, that's a variable, right? Because God has to let you decide. So there's two variables, people and opportunities. But there's a constant, and we're going to discuss more about that. The constant is called money. And you thought that was a variable. We act like it's a variable. We make our decisions based on what's there. We make our decisions based on what we have, don't we? What's the budget for? A budget is what we think we're going to get this next year. We don't know for sure, but we can probably achieve it because that's what we've gotten the last 10 years. Or we've been growing by 5% a year, so we can probably grow 5% again next year. Therefore, it's achievable. Therefore, it's a budget. We work within our limitations. And God says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. Because all the earth is mine in the fullness thereof. All the gold and silver is mine. I was at Walla Walla, and one lady said to me, but David, you need people to work here in the States to make money so that you missionaries can have donations. And I said, not. I acted like a teenager. Somehow we get this impression that God needs our money. What a far-fetched idea. He already owns your money. He owns Bill Gates' money. I forgot to tell Bill Gates. I met him twice. I'm going to tell him next time I meet him. He thinks it's his. It isn't. God has just placed it there, and we're going to need it one of these days. And it's available. Did you know that? I'll tell you tomorrow with a secret where God keeps his money. But Bill Gates has part of God's money, and it's there available to us to use. And God can put it into our hands anytime he wants to. That's exactly what I believe. It's not an issue of money. God owns everything. It's an issue of obedience. If we don't obey, he is not about to give us more. If we don't use what we already have, why would he give us more? Would you give more to somebody who is proven unfaithful? Would you? No manager would do that. Not any responsible manager. To give more to somebody who's proven unfaithful, and we've been unfaithful. Every night I go to bed and say, Lord, please forgive us as a people. We have been disobedient. We have failed you. You have said go into all the world and preach the gospel. We have the most beautiful message ever given to man. And we